Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On this beautiful day of Yawm al-Jumma, all the way from Tunisia, and we went to the Masjid Zaytun last night. We thought there'll be a program there. There was a small dars program happening. Alhamdulillah, we got to sit in it. We got the duas of the Sheikh there, and we heard the most beautiful recitation of the Quran in Isha Salah. And we spent some time around the masjid complex. We went to have a pizza and just meet up with a few of the participants. And we were just sitting and chatting, alhamdulillah. You know, the safety and security you feel, and people can walk past midnight comfortably. It's something that is lacking in our country, in South Africa, the peace of mind. The peace that you can walk without thinking of being, without the crime factor. So, inshallah, South Africa is such a beautiful, beautiful destination and such a beautiful country. And if only our police could do something and be more visible and do the right things and stop worrying about filling their pockets for chicken liquor money, we could be a very beautiful and safe country. I have so much to offer. And all right. So where were we? Day number 5. And soon, inshallah, we're hoping, if not tomorrow, Sunday, we depart for the shores of Gaza. Inshallah, very excited, very, very excited. A lot to worry about, yes. Ben-Gir and Smotrich have been talking a lot and saying that they're going to detain us on terrorist levels. How is it that the humanitarian aid vessels and fleet of humanitarians coming to help and support the people of Gaza with humanitarian aid be labeled as terrorist? So does that not show to the world the type of mentality they have, the type of mentality they have? Really? And I mean, am I a soldier? Am I coming there with the intention to fight? No. No. It is a peaceful, peaceful protest and going under supervised law, international law, abiding by the rules of international law, which seems to only be for everybody else. Law is only for everybody else, but for these oppressors who think they're above the law, who go about their daily lives as if they are not affected by the law of the world, never mind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's law and whatever else governs human beings. So that is the scary part. And now we understand how the Palestinians feel every single day, being threatened every single day. So these are obviously scare tactics and trying to deter us from going on this journey and obviously making our families worried. But inshallah, tawakkal to Allah, our hope and our reliance is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to make this the most notable and most noticeable flotilla to enter Gaza, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep us in your du'as, you keep us and we keep you in our du'as. And Allah is always with us. And fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.